From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Thursday during a visit to Ukraine that Russia is seeking to redraw international borders by force. He also said that U.S. sanctions against Russia will remain in place until the government in Moscow changes its behavior. Mattis spoke alongside Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko after a meeting in Kiev. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more on Mattis's comments.
Secretary Mattis said that the United States will not accept Russia's seizure of Crimea. And he also said that despite Russia's denials, the United States knows that they are seeking to redraw these borders, as you said. He said it was undermining the free and sovereign nations of Europe, and he vowed that the United States would support Ukraine in this. Now, when you talk about supporting Ukraine, there are lots of ways you can support Ukraine, and one of those ways that has been circling around here is the possibility of providing lethal weapons to Ukrainian forces. The secretary was asked, would the United States do this? President Obama did not and chose not to. But Secretary Mattis said that the United States was actively reviewing that possibility. And now that he has been to Ukraine and seen the current situation, he can inform the president with very specific terms for the direction ahead.
U.S. Defense Secretary visited the country a day before an expected ceasefire in eastern Ukraine to coincide with the start of the new school year. Sales of new U.S. homes plummeted by the most in nearly a year in July, yet the drop comes after strong sales in previous months. So far, this year's sales are outpacing last year's. You're listening to VOA News. White House advisor Jared Kushner has begun a round of talks with Israeli and Palestinian leaders as he resumes efforts to restart peace talks. Kushner, who is President Donald Trump's son-in-law, arrived at Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office in Jerusalem on Thursday afternoon.
The president is very committed to achieving a solution here that will be able to bring prosperity and peace to all people in this area. And we really appreciate the commitment of the prime minister and his team to engaging very thoughtfully and respectfully in the way that the president has asked them to do so.
Kushner was then to head to the West Bank city of Ramallah to see Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. President Trump took office with hopes of forging what he calls the ultimate deal between Israelis and Palestinians. But so far, there have been no breakthroughs. Former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh rallied thousands of his supporters Thursday in the capital of Sana'a to mark the 35th anniversary of the founding of his General People's Congress Party. The show of support follows a recent rift with his Houthi rebel allies. Friction with the Houthis threatens to tear apart the alliance that has been battling forces loyal to exiled President Abdrabah Mansour Hadi and a Saudi-led coalition. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
The gathering of support for former President Saleh took place peacefully in Sana'a's Miden Sabain Square, despite recent tension between the veteran leader's party and his Houthi rebel allies, who remain the most powerful military force in Yemen. Saleh alluded to putting the thousands of military men still loyal to him into the conflict that has racked the country since the Houthis arrested internationally backed President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi in 2015, eventually forcing him to flee. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A 53-year-old Massachusetts hospital worker stepped forward Thursday to claim the biggest undivided lottery jackpot in U.S. history, a $758.7 million Powerball prize. Mavis Wansick told reporters at a news conference that as soon as she found out she'd won, she called to tell her employer she would not be coming back to work.
The first thing I want to do is I just want to sit back and relax. I had a pipe dream, and my pipe dream is on the computer. I want to retire in 12 and dream early.
Wansick chose to take a lump sum payment of $480 million. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.